at the 2017 World Credit Union Conference in beautiful Vienna with Andres Franzetti. And you are with the Risk Cooperative and Ridge Global, right?
Yes, correct.
Very cool.
Chief Strategy Officer for both organizations.
Okay. Oh, you double duty.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, good for you. Well, you're presenting this afternoon, as you said, and you're talking about business continuity in the age of rampant cyber threats. I can't wait for this. Can you give me a quick summary on what you're going to talk about? I don't want to steal your thunder for this afternoon, but give us a quick summary.
Absolutely. So, what we're literally really focusing on is helping credit unions build up their resiliencies. In cybersecurity, a lot of folks are really focusing on the data or the technology piece of it, which is a big component of it, and it's certainly one of the pillars that needs to be focused on. But what often happens is we focus too much on the breach of the data and the notifications, and we don't focus on what happens when we have a scenario like a WannaCry virus and how credit unions can continue their operations. So what we're looking at is really helping them to kind of better assess this and build up their resiliencies, their readiness, and leverage financial hedging tools such as cyber insurance and the like.
Cyber insurance.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
So bringing in ways that they can actually finance these losses and also bring in additional resources that help them with the breach response capabilities and the more technical aspects that many organizations, particularly credit unions, don't necessarily have on hand.
Right. Because, a lot of credit unions, especially the smaller ones, may not have the resources for this type of stuff.
Exactly.
So it's great that folks like you are out there to help out.
Exactly. Yeah, and then we find that it's not just credit unions; it's really across a lot of different industries there's a big talent gap within the cybersecurity domain. Mm-hmm. So, looking at these third-party providers or leveraging these insurance tools helps to finance those services in a way, and essentially bring in the fire brigade when the house is on fire. Because we all know it's too expensive to buy the insurance once it's already occurring. So, this helps to build a little bit more proactive efforts.
Okay. A little preemptive stuff there. So, what are some takeaways that credit union folks can take back to their credit unions? Anything that they can do like immediately or what precautions?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're advocating again, really for credit unions to look at financial hedging tools. That, if anything, creates a part of the layered defense approach that we recommend. It's not the only aspect that should be looked at, but again, it just helps to finance losses should they occur. And then obviously looking internally and trying to assess what standards, what policies, procedures they have in place already, and then expanding upon those. And one area that I think a lot of credit unions and organizations in general really need to look at is investing in education, not just education of their leadership team, but also looking at the education of their frontline staff. Mm-hmm. Because in many cases, that's the first line of defense that you have. And an alert staff that has been through training for what to look for in terms of phishing emails or any other kind of oddities that may spark the alert of a cyber breach going on will help to mitigate that and make it less costly in the long run.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of oddities out there right now, and cybersecurity folks are very, very busy. So, how prevalent is this? I hear we're already setting record numbers for data breaches and things like that this year already, but they're really small, so they're not hitting the big radar like the Target and the Michaels and all that type of stuff. So what's going on? what do we do? The sky is falling.
No, it's probably one of the defining risks of the 21st century is, and it's largely due because of the Internet of Things, the connectivity of all the devices, all the systems that we have in place today. So for us, it's not really a matter of if you're going to be breached, it's a matter of when. And in many cases, it's going to be collateral damage. You might not be the end target, but your system's going to be compromised. And with increasing regulations, organizations no longer have the luxury of being complacent. We really have to look at what can we do to build up these resiliencies, or there's going to be hefty financial penalties. And it's an evolving threat, so we have to continually keep looking at this. So I think, there are steps that we can kind of help to insulate this, but it is very prevalent, and I think the numbers are going to continue to grow, unfortunately.
What can credit unions do? Can we do anything? Other than, like you said, educate, get your frontline staff educated. Watch out for the oddities, all that type of stuff. Anything else?
Well, I think events like this are great because it's bringing the community together and starting to engage in dialogue of what each other are doing and how to, utilize these best practices and implement them. Yeah. Additionally, an advantage that the credit union community has over other industries is they're cooperative by nature. And so there's a lot of information sharing, a lot of collaboration that goes on. Yeah. So in my discussion, I'm actually going to go one step further, and I'm going to encourage both the World Council as well as all the member organizations to really come together and look at how they can mutualize the risk, how they can create risk-sharing pools. And this way, both the the larger credit unions as well as the smaller credit unions can share a bit into contributing to a pool that brings these additional resources to them, that brings additional liability coverage, and ultimately creates continuity for all the credit unions. And as we know, in the emerging markets particularly, there's a lot more folks that are being brought into the online banking domain, into the banking mm-hmm. system in general. Mm-hmm. So ensuring that those smaller credit unions survive ultimately helps the broader community as well. So I think there's a lot of stuff that can be done there. It's just looking at it from a different lens than, again, the usual silos of just data and compliance.
That is a fantastic idea. Any headway on that idea? Because that's fantastic. And it could only happen in the credit union industry. So any headway on that?
Or? Well, you're getting the first glance here. But
hey, scoop! We got a scoop! Yay! Scoop!
We're happy to help drive that. And we're engaging with the World Council in a couple of different areas. So I think there's ways to do it. We've done similar work in the past with municipalities and states. Mm-hmm. And I think it's an idea that's catching fire. It's just a matter of getting the insurance industry to move, because, and I can say this because I'm in the industry, we're very much rear looking. We look at past data to indicate the future, and with mm-hmm. cyber, that's not necessarily something that can happen, because mm-hmm. It changes so rapidly. So I'll let you know after my talk today how
okay.
it goes, and we'll see if we can get any movement on it. But
yeah, I want a full written report. All right, Andres. Hey, I mean, through all the most of the interviews that I've had at this conference and then the discussions I've been here, cyber has been like the most, I want to say popular, but been the biggest, most talked about one. So I mean, we're in the midst of it, like you said. It's like, this is our new normal, it sounds like.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think that's true, and it's no surprise. I mean, it's the liability, the compliance, the regulations that are coming down the pipeline, it's impacting all credit unions. And I think, obviously the United States, North America has probably the most stringent regulations down even to a state level at this point, mm-hmm. but largely because they've had a bit of an advantage in terms of more complex banking and online systems and the like. So that makes sense, but it is trickling now. In Europe, we have the GDPR, we're having it kind of slowly disseminate throughout all these other countries and regions, and the impact is broad sweeping as well. So it makes sense that executives are having this at the top of mind concern, and mm-hmm. and I think that's encouraging. I think yeah. that's something that should be happening. Mm-hmm. So it's unfortunately going to continue to evolve, and the nefarious actors, the malicious folks, criminals out there, they don't have there's no regulatory body that is governing them. So they have the advantage in terms of not following the rules, of patience. They can be in a system and lay dormant for years before they deploy an attack. So we really have to be vigilant. And again, having these types of events, having this conversation be ongoing and looking at different ways to approach it. And again, ensuring continuity. For us, that's the bigger play here, is building up resiliencies and making sure that organizations can survive and then thrive. Yeah. So this is a great sort of first step.
Gosh, I mean, were we having this conversation 15, 10 years ago? Probably not. Maybe at a higher level, or maybe back in the IT server room, people were talking about this, but this affects everything.
Absolutely.
So now it's one of the most talked about things out there right now. So very cool. All right. Any other takeaways you want to provide, or any solutions here, or any final words for us?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's, just to really kind of do an internal analysis for any credit union, any organization that is trying to deal with cybersecurity, and any small step, any incremental step in the right direction is the right direction. Obviously, resources and constraints are a big issue for most folks. And not because I'm an insurance and risk management person, but, looking at tools such like cyber insurance, which is a one of the fastest growing lines of insurance, but also one of the least penetrated in terms of market share, mm-hmm. is something that I think all organizations need to do, particularly credit unions that are entrusted with member funds, yes. and have a fiduciary duty there, yeah. to protect that. They need to look at financial hedging solutions to make sure that they have that resiliency. And in the event that they are breached, that they're able to pay for those losses, and again, bring in additional resources that they don't necessarily have to pay for upfront. Yeah. So that's, I think, the first step that folks can look to try and create some resiliency, and then from there build systems and processes and keep on improving upon them.
Yep. We're going to have to.
Yep.
That's the way it is. All right, Andres, thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
Well done. Keep up the good work, all right?
All right, thank you.